This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, James Benedict is here, attorney on duty at Zachariah Brown Law for the Elderly. And we always like to give you that free legal advice, and we'll tell you what we're going to be talking about and what exactly elder law is all about. But you need to know this very important number, and you need to dial it right now, 866-391-1020. So it's wills, it's power of attorney, it's estate planning, it's trust and more. And if you're concerned about any or all of the above and you need help, whether it's about you, a loved one, mom or dad, you're the caregiver, things you need to know, and the always important power of attorney issues right in front. We always begin talking about the main things that really can give you the coverage that you need to give you the comfort that you deserve, and more importantly, the respect, especially if you're a caregiver taking care of that loved one. The number here is 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at their offices. Their number is 724-942-6200, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Florida, and Bonita Springs, where he's been soaking up some of that Florida sunshine of late. And James, it's great to have you here, and you have to be so excited about the future for Zachariah Brown in Florida.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Rob, we just opened, as you said, the Bonita Springs office, which is fantastic. We're going to have a new lawyer down there permanently, Aaron, who is actually Ben's brother-in-law. So it's great to have Aaron back on the team here, and we're excited for the prospects of Florida. We also have some really exciting events coming up. I will be speaking for World Alzheimer's Day, and we have some great sponsors that are partnering with us. Wednesday, September 20th at South Hills Country Club, we will be speaking on some issues that involve estate planning and things that you should do with your future. In addition to that, on Thursday, September 21st, I will be at Caring Place in Warrendale, and there'll be light refreshments at the Caring Place. If you're interested in these events, you can go to our website at www.pittsburghelderlaw.com, and we're excited to see you, and I'm really, really excited to be here and take some questions, hopefully.
Listen, I think most people know I've been dealing with a very close friend who's in hospice now, and it's been a long journey. But the thing that I continue to get comfort every time that I'm in his bedside is the fact that he did what he needed to do. And when you look at the children and the grandchildren, and you realize that when we do this show every week, there are people going through what we're going through as we speak. And to have everything taken care of with a law firm like Zachariah Brown, that's, even though it's difficult losing someone or going through that, the comfort that you get knowing everything is buttoned up, it's second to none, James.
I think that's the biggest thing is peace of mind. Getting those documents in place up front so that you know your wishes are going to be followed by people that you trust is the biggest and most important thing for most of the families that come in and see us. And that starts, as you stated at the top here, with the power of attorney. That document allows us to do a lot of planning for a loved one in the event of a crisis. Nursing home care is expensive, Rob. So you're looking at an average cost of $14,500 per month for skilled nursing care.
And you realize when we started this show, and I remember Christine telling me the very first time it was like $9,000 a month.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the show for a handful of years. And one thing I know, the price of anything is not going down.
No, and inflation, we could see that go even higher. And that's why it's so important to do the pre-planning up front So in the event of a crisis, you don't have to lose everything that you work so hard to gain.
You know, and the other thing Christine taught me, she taught me a lot, as all of you have, if you have a child who is headed to college, you better have power of attorney.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as you turn 18 years old, that power of attorney is important, because people forget that you don't have legal rights over your child anymore. So your child needs to effectually have someone in place to make those decisions if you need to access a bank account, get into their records, or manage their finances in some way.
So I'm going to kind of call this where there's a will, there's a way. So if you're thinking right now, I've got to make a change in my will, is it a change I should make? Why don't you give us a call and let us know what you're thinking you have to change? Maybe it's an item, an individual, or a certain situation. If you have some will questions, we would love to hear from you right now. 866-391-1020. Trust issues. 866-391-1020. Power of attorney. 866-391-1020. Gifting. That five-year look back. All of that stuff that we talk about every week. You need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. Let me ask you about Social Security for a minute. When the person dies, do the benefits stop, or can a spouse or former spouse, can they actually get those Social Security benefits?
So a spouse can absolutely get those benefits, and it's usually the higher of the two there. So that's one of the things that we also look at for Medicaid planning is how income plays a role. So the way you're talking about Social Security right now, when a loved one goes to a nursing home, there's actually a spousal allowance that can be gotten by the community spouse, which is the person not in the nursing home. So some of the income from the institutionalized spouse, who's the person living in the nursing home, can actually be shifted over to the community spouse so that they can live and be supported for household expenses, a mortgage, utility bills, all of that good stuff.
So I have a lot of friends who obviously are still, believe it or not, you know, getting that 30-year pension. People in industry, manufacturing, the trucking industry, the railroad industry. And the idea of a spouse surviving, okay, mm-hmm. whether they work for those companies or not. Can a pension, a traditional pension, be picked up by the living spouse, either all of it or part of it? And is that something you have to definitely know as you are aging and in your will, what exactly is going to be someone facing with when they lose that significant other who may have a 30 or 35 year pension, not a 401k, but a traditional pension, as we all remember in Western Pennsylvania.
So all benefits vary. So with your different businesses, you might have a different workup for your pension. A lot of people opt for the survivor's benefit, which allows a spouse to take over. They take a little bit less up front, but down the road, they get the survivor's benefit to transfer over once you pass away. So again, you want to make sure that you're really strategically thinking these things through before making these decisions. And that goes in lockstep with your estate plan, as well as with your 401k and IRA, making sure that your beneficiary designations are up to date. That's all the stuff we want to do at a meeting just to get the crux of your issues.
All right, so listen, this is it. This is an opportunity to hear from Attorney James Benedict. He, of course, representing Zachariah Brown. You need to call us now to get that legal advice, 866-391-1020. Let's squeeze one in here real quick before our first break, and we have all of our lines available. So don't get left out. Don't get a busy signal. Start calling right now to be a part of the show, 866-391-1020. Paul in Hampton, you're on the air with Zachariah Brown, KDK Radio. What can we do for you?
My wife just passed away 2 weeks ago, and everything we had was joint, including our bank accounts, our car, our house, our stock holdings. And someone told me that I shouldn't tell the bank because it would generate taxes. Is that true?
First off, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Second off, so triggering taxes for a spouse, there's no inheritance tax in Pennsylvania. It's a 0% tax for a spouse, 4.5% for children, 12% for brothers and sisters, and then 15% for everybody else except for charities who also enjoy 0%. What I would recommend actually is informing the bank so that you can make sure that all of the assets now are individually put into your name, and you should file an inheritance tax return. You're not going to owe anything, but you can do a transferee tax return to make sure that you're locking in all of your assets and make sure you've complied with the applicable state laws.
Okay. What about the car? It's in both our names. Do I have to do something about that?
Yeah. So you could take that to your local AAA or to a messenger service, and they'll transfer that car directly to your name. Your house, again, if you're joint tenants with right of survivorship, which means that house would transfer upon the decedent's death to you. That also can just be transferred to your name only.
Okay. How about stocks that we own where we get checks made out in both our names?
Yeah, and that's why you really want to report this stuff, because if the check goes to just your wife through dividends, the only way to really access that is going to be through an estate. So if you were a joint owner on some stocks, we would want that name to be just yours, so there's no issues in accessing those funds.
Okay, I have to contact all those people then.
Yeah. And again, these are some issues that you might want to review. When someone passes away, we always recommend people come in to review their estate plan, make sure that their ducks are in a row for the future. So I appreciate the call. And again, I'm so sorry for your loss.
And, you know, Paul, give yourself a little time to kind of catch your breath. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind. So our thoughts and prayers to you and your family, okay?
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, you know, that's always tough. That's why, you know, again, you just have to understand this is a process. And when you are healthy, and I have learned this, and look, everybody always, you know, forgets something or should have done. So he's not any different than me or anybody else, right? But if we can take that time to remind somebody, early is better than later, correct?
Yeah, you just don't want to let these things hang out because they snowball. And one snowball ends up becoming a pretty big snowball at the end.
All right, here's what you need to do. You have some questions on your mind: elder law, wills, power of attorney, estate planning. Especially, we're focusing on wills today. If there's something you want to change in your will, 866-391-1020. Give us a call. Our lines are open. He is Attorney James Benedict. He is from Zachariah Brown, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and now in Bonita Springs. 724-942-6200. PittsburghElderLaw.com. All right, back. Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. Attorney James Benedict is here, and we're going to go to Craig in Ohio, has a veterans benefits question. Let me just say this. One of the managing partners, along with Colleen Brown Murphy and Carl Zachariah, Colleen Brakovich, really specializes in this stuff, but Ben and, of course, Justin and James, they know exactly what to do when it comes to this very important topic. So anybody out there with some veterans benefit questions or veterans, you know, in questions, we want to hear from you. That's what we do every time we get together every other Saturday in the noon hour. So let's say hi to Craig. Craig, you're on KDKA. How are you, sir?
Yes. Good afternoon, and thank you for all of your help that you provide there.
Oh, of course. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. I had a question on that veterans benefit. I think it's called aid in attendance.
Yes, sir.
If you could explain, you know, how that works or how you qualify for it, because I cannot move around. Okay. I'm trapped in a little bed here at a home, and very, very limited. I can't move around anywhere.
Yeah, sure. So I give you a real quick one-off, because there's a lot involved with aid in attendance, but it works similar to the way Medicaid works. It's not a full payment. It's on a sliding scale, depending on how much care you need in your house or in an assisted living. And aid in attendance also has a look-back period. So similar to Medicaid that has a five-year look-back period, aid in attendance is going to have a similar look-back period. It's going to have an asset requirement, and it's also going to look at your income. The way that kind of works is based off of a formula, okay? It's all formulaic, and it's on a sliding scale depending on how much care you need. So if you're saying that you're having some mobility issues, you're not getting around, and you might need some care, I think you should definitely call just to get a consultation about veterans aid in attendance, because it's an awesome benefit that a lot of veterans don't know about. And I just also want to thank you for your service, obviously. Thank you so much. What branch were you, sir?
Air Force.
Air Force. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your service, and thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you for your help.
Of course, sir.
You're welcome, Craig. All right, listen, anybody else with these veterans questions, please give us a call. Look, not that I'm bragging on her silly, but Colleen takes a lot of pride in knowing those veterans benefits.
Colleen is the best and brightest when it comes to veterans benefits.
She's a superstar.
I mean, we're all a little bit dangerous, but she's on a whole nother level with veterans benefits. So she's the one you definitely want to talk to with that.
Where'd you go to law school?
Duquesne.
I knew that. You know why? Because that's why you went for the Steelers taking Kenny Pickett. Right? You think Duquesne's a better law school. Is that what you're trying to tell me now?
Listen, don't listen to Rob, everyone. I still love Kenny.
But how about them Steelers?
Hey, they look great, man. I'm excited for this season.
All right, man. We got some great law schools for sure here in Pittsburgh. Let's go to Sharon up next for Attorney James Benedict from Zachariah Brown on KDKA. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I had a question. My husband died a year ago. Utilities are still in his name in the taxes. Is that important that I change those right away? Or
yeah, again, it's very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Secondly, you want to make sure that you get that stuff changed. Obviously, they don't care as long as you're paying the bill. But you should send his death certificate over and let them know you're now taking ownership of those utilities. And as far as your deed is concerned to your house, were you jointly owned on that?
Yes. Oh. And he had a will, and the house was paid off, but I have a credit line now under my name.
Okay. Yeah. So you would just want to make sure that everything's under your name now so that you're not going to come up with some late payments or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
You know, have a good day.
You too. So let's talk deeds for a moment.
Yeah.
And titles for cars and things of that nature. What happens if you are, you know, get a phone call one day or you get some sort of, you know, letter or something that tells you, hey, look, you know, your so-and-so great uncle on your mother's side passed and you got this nice deed, this piece of property waiting for you. How does that work? I mean, it's something person you never met. You didn't even know you were part of the will. I mean, and this could really be in any category. It could be, you know, a financial endowment of some sort, you know, some savings account, whatever, a safety deposit box. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I think we do a lot of, obviously, we talk a lot about what we do during life, but we also handle things on the back end, right, when people pass away. So the probate process in Pennsylvania is not too difficult, but it has a lot of rules and regulations that you have to follow. And that includes probating a will, which is brought up here. When you get a deed, you also owe inheritance tax on that property. You owe inheritance tax on any assets other than really life insurance, which isn't subject to inheritance tax. So it's important to, one, execute the person's will, but there's also beneficiary designation. So as I was talking to some of these folks, they're joint tenants with right of survivorship. That means they own a property jointly with someone else. And upon that person's passing, they automatically absorb that. That doesn't mean it's tax-free. Okay. For a spouse, there is no inheritance tax. But for a child, you would look at 4.5% on potentially half to whole of the asset. So you want to make sure that you are alerting someone so you pay the proper inheritance tax and don't accrue penalty and interest.
Yeah, so you got to get a handle on that right away.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, obviously when someone passes away, there's a grieving process, but there's also some important deadlines to remember in Pennsylvania. There's a 90-day discount for paying inheritance taxes if you pay them 90 days after the decedent's date of death. The inheritance tax return is due 9 months after the decedent's date of death, and you're allowed to actually extend that by 6 months as well.
All right, 1 minute before the break. Anybody has any questions? Power of attorney, trust, estate planning. We're focusing on wills today. Maybe you want to make a change. Is it worth it or not? How do you go about it? 866-391-1020. If you're the caregiver, give us a call. When is it, in your opinion, at least something people should be thinking about challenging a will?
You know, I'm glad you talked about that because I was actually going to bring that up. I am involved in a few will contests right now. Really, the biggest thing with a will is to have testamentary intent. So that means that the person understood what they were doing at the time that they executed the will. Sound mind and body. You got it. So if someone's suffering from dementia or a form of Alzheimer's or stroke, something that would impair their judgment, then you can contest. And like I said, you know, we do handle some of those contests as well.
All right, here's how you get a hold of Zachariah Brown, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Our number, 866-391-1020. Attorney James Benedict, Rob Pratt, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, PittsburghElderLaw.com. Attorney James Benedict is here. Zachariah Brown, if you have a legal question, free legal advice, just a phone call away. Don't miss this opportunity. We do it every other Saturday in the noon hour, 866-391-1020. Here's Connie. She joins us now on KDKA. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity to ask a question. So I call him my stepfather, but he and my mom were not married, so that's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bunch. He's collected. He has some motorcycles, trucks, ice cream trucks, vehicles, boats. The 12 or 16 things, but the blue book value is between $500 and $1,000. So none of them were worth anything, mm-hmm. not much. But when he passes, he has a nephew, but his nephew, that's his next relative. His nephew is challenged and has a guardian who takes care of a lot of legal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen to all these titled vehicles?
Well, so first off, does he have a will?
No.
Okay. That is the most important thing to get if he can still sign a will, because then the will dictate what happens with all of those vehicles and personal tangible property. If it went through what's called intestate succession, which I think is what you're asking me, intestate mm-hmm. succession means you pass away without a will. And that goes mm-hmm. through a consanguinity line. That's a bloodline, a fancy term for the bloodline. So if he has brothers or sisters that are living or children, it doesn't sound like he has either mm-hmm. one of those. So the nephew
no.
would be the sole heir. And if he has a guardian, I'm just gathering, does he have special needs then?
Some, yes.
So if he's getting a special needs benefit, he could be getting SSI or SSD. We wouldn't want that to manipulate that benefit. So the important thing would be is if he wants the nephew to inherit that, great. But we got to make sure that it's done in a way where it protects the nephew. So a lot of people put special needs trust language into their will, and that allows that asset to be protected for the child or for the nephew, but it also still complies with those wishes. So the biggest thing and the most important thing to do would be to have him get a will with his wishes.
Okay, the will is the way to go. Absolutely. Okay, that's what I told him.
Absolutely. And while you're there, you might as well get the power of attorney and healthcare power of attorney, because those documents are just as, if not more, important than the will.
Sure, yeah. I'm trying to get him to let me be the medical power of attorney. Okay. That's basically all I needed to know.
No, that's a wonderful question, Connie. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you.
866-391-1020. So let's get back to this will thing.
Sure.
You were talking going into the break. Your gut feeling, 9 times out of 10, if your gut is just not telling you this is the way it was meant to be, large or small, even things that have sentimental value, and you don't want to look rude doing it. So just let people know, I think it's a safe bet for me to say it happens more times than not, right?
I don't know if I would say it happens more times than not, but I would say...
People question is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. People do get up anytime there's money involved.
Whether or not they take legal action, another thing, but everybody at times thinks, well, why this as opposed to that?
Sure. And the thing of it is if you have standing, which is, you know, you're mentioned in a will or you're a relative, sibling, someone that was due to inherit something, you can challenge a will. And when you challenge the will, there's a process by which you do it. You petition the court for citation of why you weren't to inherit a certain item or why you didn't. Maybe there's a competing will that you have. If those issues arise, those are things where you should bring them up sooner rather than later, to make sure that the assets are still there. And, you know, it happens. Not everyone signs a will when they should have signed a will. And that's why we advise come in sooner so there's not issues with testamentary intent. There's not an issue with capacity. There's not an issue with duress or undue influence. We know that you understand what you're doing.
You know, the thing that I really often wonder about, say if you have children or grandchildren, could be obviously with disabilities, and you have set up a trust, so you want the money to be allocated for housing and food and clothing
mm-hmm.
that will live on for the rest of their life, and you've done everything you needed to do to make sure there's a nice cash flow coming in and out, right?
Sure.
Interest coming in, money going out, the whole work, so it can withstand the test of time. How do you decide who really is the person who's making sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and the checks are going where they need to go and rent's being paid every month? How do you do all that?
Yeah, that's probably the most difficult decision that most people have is who to list as their agent under their power of attorney, who to list as the trustee for their special needs trust for their child, who to be the executor of your will. What it all boils down to, and this isn't really legal advice, it's more of personal, it's who you trust. The term trustee is kind of self-explanatory, right? It's who you trust to make those decisions. Who's going to be responsible? Who has a background in accounting or finance or is just a sound-minded individual that you can trust?
So then let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gut feeling on the other side as far as what you have really learned by, you know, doing what you do, your profession. What are some of the qualities people should look at other than just their gut feeling that they can trust them? Responsible, job, home ownership, you know, a strong parent, community advocate, all of the above, good spouse, brother, sister, what is it?
I personally think that it's more of what to look for on the other end. What are the red flags? It's not necessarily what are these great qualities, because most people have kids that have great qualities. They were all good in something. The real thing is, what are the red flags? Does someone have large amounts of debt? Do they not pay things on time? Are they forgetful? Are they unorganized? Does their house look like it's a mess? Because if they can't handle their own affairs, chances are they're not going to be able to handle your affairs.
See, in my opinion, if it was my money that I worked, as my mom used to say, my took us off for the last 4 years or 40 years, doesn't matter how long, but if I put some sweat equity into it, I'm going to ask you, do you pay your bank note on time for your car? Is your house, is your mortgage caught up? Utility bills? Not. I would say, look, I'm going to come over. I want to talk to you about something. And I'd be looking to see if the kitchen was clean and the floors were mopped and the laundry was put away.
Yeah, I think most people know in their heart which child might lean towards the wrong side. And the other things that are big red flags are drug issues, gambling debts,
and here's how
those
look,
things.
James, you got to look at it this way, too. And if anybody has any thoughts about this and you're dealing with this stuff, that's why we do this show. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. And if you have a child who's got drug issues or they're dealing with whatever problems that really kind of are not in your line of thought, mm-hmm. you're actually doing them a favor. To whatever you're going to leave them, put it somewhere where it's safe until they figure this thing out.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things people forget is those trusts that we talked about. There's something called a testamentary trust that you can put inside of your will. And that testamentary trust is going to absorb an asset and put a trustee in place to make sure that they manage those funds so that your child or relative does not blow those funds on drugs, gambling, whatever it was. You want to make sure that they're taken care of. But you also want to make sure that they don't blow it all so that they aren't in a bad situation down the road. So that testamentary trust language is often used. It's very similar to the way we would use a special needs trust. It's just a way to protect the asset. And usually that is a house where they want a child to live. And we can put it inside of a trust so the trustee pays off the debts and expenses, et cetera.
All right, good stuff. You know, Josh Jacobs of the Las Vegas Raiders signing a one-year, $12 million deal. And I was just thinking how I can tie it into the show. If somebody comes into a large amount of money and you've had everything done beforehand, when that money gets deposited in the bank, you should go see your elder law attorney, even if you're a young NFL running back, to make sure whomever you want this money to go to knows that this money is there and it's going to go to the right people.
Oh, I guarantee you he's doing that. These poor running backs, man, they're really getting a tough deal this year.
$12 million. You know what I'd be doing? I'd be down there like swimming in the pool in Bonita Springs watching over your office, and I wouldn't ask anybody for anything.
Hey, you know what, though? They're still complaining because it should have been a five-year, $100 million deal.
Here's the deal. You take half of it. Uncle Sam gets it. You get $6 million. So it's $70,000 per year in interest on $1 million. You do the math. The checks show up. All you do is make sure that you mop your floors.
So, yeah, let's just hope he makes the right decisions.
No, he will. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. On the other side, if you have a question for James Benedict, call us right now. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Here is their number, 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, Pittsburgh, elderlaw.com. Again, you have any questions about elder law, trust, power of attorney, wills, estate planning, what we've been talking about, you need to call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. 391-1020. Back with Attorney James Benedict and more of Zachariah Brown's Law for the Elderly next on KDKA. All right, Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, coming up next hour. We're going to be back with you tomorrow morning right after CBS Radio News at 5. My colleagues throughout the day today right here on, yes, it is, KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, live and local. And we've got some folks wanting to talk to Attorney James Benedict. Our final segment today of Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. Let's go to Beverly on KDKA from Baldwin, Pennsylvania. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a question. We're trying to revise our general power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And a question came up as to whether we should have two agents or one agent. I have a husband and one son.
Yeah. So my advice most of the times to my client is pick one agent and then pick a backup. And I always do a primary agent and a backup agent just in case something happens. And sometimes I even do, you know, two backups. But here's why I don't necessarily advise doing the co-agent thing. Most banks are going to require those co-agents to make decisions together. So if you have two co-agents that end up disagreeing about some type of financial position, you're going to have an issue because the banks will not allow them to move the money around, which... that's the real reason you want a power of attorney. In the event of a crisis, something happens to you where you're incapacitated and can't make decisions for yourself, you want to have an agent who knows what to do. And if they're handicapped by the fact that there's another agent who's preventing them from doing what they're supposed to, it kind of makes that power of attorney null and void, if that makes sense.
Okay, so it should be so-and-so or so-and-so.
Well, not or. No. So when I list mine, I say primary agent, agent number one is going to be, let's say, your husband. And then the backup agent, if my husband is unable or unwilling to do this or is incapacitated himself, will be my son. So your son would only take over in the event that your husband could not make the decisions, you revoke his power, or he's unable or unwilling to do it. That's how I would set it up.
Would you need a document saying that the primary is unable to fulfill the obligation?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So let's say that you're still going well, and your husband then gets dementia or something like that, and he's unable to do that. You're able to revoke that power. You're also able to substitute based off of the ailment that your husband had. And there's something you sign at the back of the document as an agent. It's called the agent acknowledgement page that says you're going to act in the best interest and in good faith for the principal, who would be you in this case. We would want to make sure that if something happened like that, we would issue a letter either revoking that power or stating why that's changing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, yes.
Wonderful question. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, calls keep coming in for Attorney James Benedict. Let's take another one here. And if you call now, you might be able to get down under the wire, 866-391-1020. Carol, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a husband who's 100% disabled. He has VA benefits. My question is, if he would end up in a nursing home, possibly associated with the VA or possibly not, what would happen to his benefits? The reason I'm asking is because currently we put all our monies together in order to keep a roof over our head.
Mm-hmm.
If he would go into a nursing home, does his benefits go to the nursing home? Would any benefits come to me so I can keep a roof over my head if he was located elsewhere other than in the home?
Yeah, so great question. For a married couple, your assets get viewed all together. So they're going to look at all your countable assets, and they're also going to determine what are non-countable assets. So things that would be protected for you automatically would be your house, a vehicle, and then a qualified account of the community spouse, which is you in this case. After that, they lump everything together, and then they cut it in half. They say, okay, you've got to spend down this amount, and you get to keep this amount. So that spend down amount we're able to preserve by doing a couple different things. One of those main things is called a Medicaid compliant annuity, and that converts an asset into an income stream for you. So you would be able to actually protect almost all of your assets. Now, his income would have to go over to the nursing home in the form of patient pay liability, which is calculated by a formula. But as I talked about a little bit at the top of the hour, there's something called a spousal allowance that you could potentially get depending on what your income is and how much financial need that you need. So there are things that you can do if he goes in a nursing home. You just want to make sure you call an elder law attorney to make sure that's taken care of up front.
So I should check with an elder law attorney then prior
yes.
to anything happening.
Yes, I would absolutely get everything vetted so that you're prepared in the event that that happens.
The reason I'm inquiring is because currently he's falling every time I turn around twice. And I'm mm-hmm. scared to death that he's going to fall and be injured in such a way that I can't care for him here at the home.
Yeah, I think then it's probably a good idea to set up a consultation so that your assets and income can be evaluated appropriately and make sure that you have the documents in place that you need in the event that he does go into a nursing home, just to protect yourself.
Okay, because as I said, right now, the VA is providing approximately half of our income currently.
Yeah, so again, there's a chance that you could get some of that. It just depends. Okay, so you would want to make sure that those assets and income were evaluated to see if you would be able to collect any of that.
Okay, because my reason I'm concerned, because I know for a fact with the VA, for instance, if my husband was arrested, then the jail was taking care of him, so all that his benefits would end at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I would get nothing, and if I don't get a certain level of money out of the VA benefits, I can't keep a roof over my head.
Yeah, I totally get that. That's why it's important to have that stuff evaluated to see if you could be a survivor beneficiary or something like that on those benefits. It just depends what type of benefits he has and how they go to you. I appreciate the call, though. I would definitely set up a consultation to get everything evaluated.
Carol, one thing I can say, your husband is blessed to have you.
Well, he's an incredible gentleman. And he was in the Vietnam War in the Navy.
Please pass our thanks over to him for his service. It's great to hear from so many vets today. That's wonderful.
And Carol, don't forget, you can always call them and they'd be more than happy to help you. And I hope it gets rectified and I hope things turn out well for you, okay?
Well, I should check with the VA then. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
All right. Yeah. You know, and if you want to call the VA or you want to call Zachariah Brown, whatever we can do to help, that's what we do. All right. Got about 30 seconds. It's all yours.
Oh, wonderful. So, everyone, I just want to remind you, I will be talking in this coming month in September. World Alzheimer's Day is September 21st. I just want to shout out some of the sponsors, Alzheimer's Association Advanced. We've got John F. Slater Funeral Home, Commonwealth, and then us and Arden Courts, who is really sponsoring the entire event. I'll be at South Hills Country Club on September 20th, and September 21st, I'll be at Caring Place. You can find more information on www.pittsburghelderlaw.com.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay with us. News coming up next. We're back with you tomorrow. Next hour, we continue with Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.